it's the first day of being a Time Lord.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That's how time identifies now. We used to be in the past, now we're Time Lords. We're an hour into the future.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Why don't we just stop? Let's just leave it like this.
Because the farmers.
Dude, they got flashlights and shit. They got fucking lights on their phone, dude. They did this shit back in the black and white era when there was no, like, you know, digital lights color. And shit like that. Yeah, or color. When all the everything was in black and white. We don't even have to call Congress to order. We can just, like, stop setting the phones back.
Well, you know what was weird? Going to Cozumel.
I was going to say, does time exist in the water?
Yeah, well, Cozumel's on the same time zone as we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were further fucking west.
One would think that.
Interesting.
Cozumel
must be super fucking east.
I think it's because it's such a tourist. That's all it is a tourist stop. That they adopt the eastern.
No, I'm sorry. Their time zone identifies as eastern. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Get your adverbs right, dude.
Yes, sir.
Or whatever the parts of speech is. I stopped taking language arts years ago.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Clinky DST style.
Warning. This show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised. Oh, that's nice.
Oh. Yummy.
I brought one back. I forgot to bring it.
Yeah. Duty free.
I brought, when we went to Roatan, we visited the Roatan Rum Company.
Roatan? Roatan sounds like a...
I bought a bottle of dark chocolate rum.
Ooh.
Pretty fantastic.
That sounds bonerific right there.
Yeah, I forgot to bring it. I'm sorry. I'll bring it next time.
Good. Right. Somehow Roatan, doesn't it sound like a character you'd fight like in Mortal Kombat or something?
Kind of.
If you want to skip the nonsense and go straight to the meat of the episode, check the show notes for the hashtag docket or skip to around the 20-minute mark.
Yeah.
But what would Roatan look like?
It was the...
Mohawk?
No.
Sunglasses?
Pirates. Because that's where they all lived for a few hundred years.
Dude, you don't have on your sunglasses. Is that going to up the mystique of the show?
Okay, see now.
There you go. Now it's better. Okay, now we're ready. Welcome back, everyone, to the Metal Nerdery Podcast with delicious anesthesia for one and all.
Yeah.
Got the Billiam.
That's me.
Flashing his tentacles all about. We got the Russell.
Boom, shalakalaka.
A recently transplanted semen from the sea. And we got the Wheeler sitting next to the semen. Actually, no. He's not a semen because he was on a boat.
Yeah.
But he wasn't driving the boat.
I wasn't driving the boat. That's a good thing. God, those things are huge. God damn, it's a big boat.
I mean, it's a city on the water, basically, right?
It is, yeah. This one is called the Mardi Gras.
I call it the Mardi Gras.
Which is a Carnival cruise line ship, which Carnival, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, they're the fucking Walmart of the really? Cruise lines. Yeah.
In terms of clientele or just in terms of service or offerings or both. Okay.
Yeah. If Royal Caribbean is the Dillard's and Norwegian is the Macy's.
Okay. I'm learning something here.
Yeah.
Cause I had no idea. I thought they were all like boats.
Well, Carnival used to be the one everybody went on to party. Right. That was like the party boat. It was cheaper, you know, it was less expensive.
They have like an all you can fuck orgy. Where you can go and hang out.
Not the ones I've been on, but
that'd be a fun cruise to try. I mean,
I think that's what those all these monsters or rock cruises where they have all the 80s bands.
Orgies on the water.
There's a lot of swinging going on.
Maybe we'll give it a shot when you guys get divorced. We'll give it a shot. I'm open anytime. So
yeah, you are.
But yeah,
that's fine. Sorry.
But yeah, clientele and
dude, we should keep. Do you have at least one good like Patreon or sorry, P word story for later? Like that's on par with like the hog story. That would be awesome to like.
There was a monkey jerking off. Is that?
Ooh, that could be
that's pretty close.
That could be pretty good, man.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that. Later.
Awesome.
Speaking of Patreon,
ooh,
hail to
Daryl and his whammy bar.
That's right.
That's right.
Dimebag.
He had a comment
joining the. The Patreon.
Yeah, and y'all can go check it out too. It's what is it? www.patreon.com/metalnerdypodcast.
It's just I don't know if it's the slash, but okay. Just do a search.
But just look on the Patreon site or P word. I don't know anymore if I should ever say the P word or if I should just say it right at the beginning and never again until the end.
I don't mind you saying it. You can say it all you fucking want.
You can say it whenever you want.
Okay.
But when we're doing a Patreon podcast.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to tell the person that is listening that is okay. a Patreon they are a Patreon.
I thought I was just clarifying.
They know they're a Patreon.
I wanted them to know where they were when they were listening. Okay. You're right. That is probably over emphatic. It's almost like saying Metal Nerdery Podcast every five words.
Right.
Like they don't know they're fucking listening to Mel Murray podcast.
I started a good audiobook while I was on my trip.
And?
Was it called about Mel Murray podcast?
Birth, School, Metallica, Death, I think is what
I've got that fucking book at home, and damn it, I bought it when all my leg shit was going on.
Damn it.
And I've not read it. I got like a shitload of books. One day I went out and binged and bought a bunch of books and then didn't read it. So I felt smarter for buying a shitload of books, and now I feel like a fucking idiot because I didn't read any of them. Well,
I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it because I was still doing the Game of Thrones, so I really just kind of started it. But they're basically I'm at the point now where they're just about to open for Saxon.
Now, is it like... autobiographic, or is it more like a biography, like a third person?
So far, he's gone through James's childhood, Lars's childhood, when they met, and now he's kind of backed up a little bit into Mustaine's childhood. So
more of a biopic.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose.
And then, fucking that Lars, he was a blessing for that scene.
He was until his gum control got fucking just out of control. It's like, bro, too much gum. Oh.
Give me one of those.
This one's open. You can take a picture of this one.
It's not really, yeah.
It's not open, sorry. I was going to say, that's the wrong way to say it, dude.
Cue the funky music.
Oh, yeah, this episode's beer of the episode, sorry.
I'm going to call it the beverage of the episode. That's fair.
That's how it identifies, so that's cool.
It's not really a beer, but we're back to the Rebel Hard Coffee.
That's the name of the segment, though, bro.
Yeah.
I mean...
beverage of the
should episode. We identify that this episode's beverage of the episode is a completely does it need to be a completely different identity now?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
This one
carry on. Sorry. Just want to confirm. That's the most important thing we're talking about. No, is it?
Too much math.
I don't know.
Rebel Hard Coffee. It's a delicious way to get your show started.
They got a sampler pack. That's what you brought.
Yeah,
right?
I bought the sampler pack.
You, sir, are a blessing, and this thank one, you for that.
That I'm having currently is a maple pecan latte.
I'm still doing the salted caramel latte, which, by the way, is quite delish.
Yeah. It's a malt beverage. They're 5% ABV, and you can buy these at your local package store.
Liquor store.
Yeah, liquor
and this
store.
Goes great with the... What was the clinky there, Billion? Was it the fancy-sounding one? The Luxardo Espresso?
See.
Oh. That's good shit, man.
We were doing espresso martinis on the cruise because after a while you just have to try everything because we bought the drink package, right? It's 15 drinks a day. Yeah.
It's good for starters, but what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Yeah. I mean, afternoon.
That gets you through breakfast.
One of the comedians did comment. He's like, that's a limit, people, not a goal. But we were drinking espresso martinis, and the place we were getting at was like this Cuban bar. And I mean, they were making the real espresso right there.
The good shit.
It wasn't just flavored liqueur with vodka, you know. It was good shit. So
nice. Anyway, all right. So we got a shout out there from Daryl.
Daryl's Whammy Bar.
one of the comments on the I think it was the first big
when I was discussing
when Russell was talking about his hog.
Well,
which
allegedly.
That was a fun episode for me, I think. I learned a lot. I learned a lot on that episode.
I haven't shared that story, so that's kind of a...
I kind of enjoyed the Russell's Reflection Storytelling Edition, though. I think the Patreon, Daryl, I think that's... Sorry. This isn't the Patreon, just in case you're wondering. But I think with Russell sharing his hog stories, that's the perfect place to do it. Uh-oh. Looking at my dick.
I'm guessing.
Oh, voicemail, dude. Come
look
on.
At, oh yeah, it's correspondence.
Why are you looking at my dude?
Well, I was reading the transcript. That's that. Don't let transcripts are like the fucking autocorrect of transcription.
Yeah.
Which made what? No sense. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Anyway, if you want to send us correspondence and stuff, we're just getting warmed up. Y'all relax. Hit us up on the socials. You can email us at meldnerd@gmail.com. You can hit us up on InstaVag, InstaFuck, InstaTits, FaceGram, FaceFuck, YouBoobs, at Metal Nerdery Podcast.
TikTok?
We're not on TikTok yet, I don't think. Because we're not communist. And you can leave us a voicemail at 980-666-8182. That's good. Skip it a boosh. I like that. It's always good.
I need to make a button, don't I?
That's a good one. That'd be a perfect video. We could use that for everything.
Who are you? Uncle Bill, what is this? This is Beasley looking at my dick.
Hello, metal nerdery boys. This is Bob from Ohio.
Bob.
I wanted to tell you that last episode that I listened to, the deep dive on Metal Church, that's a band that I, you know, didn't really follow, but I knew of them, and I kind of off and on with them a little bit throughout the years. But after listening to it the other night with you guys, I kind of started getting into it a little bit more.
Excellent.
So appreciate that and all the other stuff you do. So keep up the good work, fellas. See ya.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob from Ohio. Bob's always a fun.
Yeah.
Bob seems very down to earth. That's why I like,
you know, he
like
seems
Bob.
Just like us because we were kind of the same way with Metal Church.
Yeah.
Right. It's like we listened to him back in the day.
A little bit. Kinda, yeah. But there was some growing moments for sure throughout that show.
Cause yeah, there were.
There were moments of like.
Yeah.
It was like a kind of like a diving board bone. It was like there'd be times it would dip a little and then it would kind of go up and then it would kind of level off and dip and go up. And sorry, that's too much. But thanks, Bob, for the lovely voicemail.
There. All right, we got one more. This is a good one.
All right, you kiss loving morons.
Oh,
couple things from the last episode. First off, it was Bill who bought a kiss tape and it was Destroyer. We took it to the stereo section of Sears, and the awful sounds that fell on our ears made us run back to the record store for a full refund. That being said, I myself have never purchased or owned anything Kiss-related, except, of course, my Gene Simmons butt plug, which I still wear to this day. Thank you.
That mixing is a blessing.
Oh, my damn. That was... I'm ready now. I got the endorphins going.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thanks,
That reminded me of another moment.
Destroyer is way better than Animalize, though, dude. You should have. I'm surprised you didn't keep that one. I'm surprised he even knew. Well, of course he knows.
Of course he knows who
Destroyer was. Oh, my damn. It's fucking funny as shit.
Hey, he can give us track listing as well. No.
Yeah. Name three not. Songs. Yeah. Like, isn't that the thing?
I couldn't.
Like somebody's wearing a shirt. It's like, hey, name three songs by that band.
Oh, that's my wife. She does that to people all the time. And I'm really? Like, stop that shit.
Yeah, you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. Yeah, and usually it's a kid, you know? And it's like, leave that fucking kid alone wearing a Nirvana shirt. And all of a sudden, you're like their Nirvana fucking expert. I mean,
I don't.
They're my band. Don't you dare wear their shirt. I see that shit all the time.
Is that called gatekeeping?
And it is.
Okay.
And honestly, there's a lot of you heavy metal fans that are just as fucking guilty of that shit. Wear the shirts. Let the kids wear the shirts.
Spread the awareness.
Spread the awareness, man. Come on. Yeah. Get the fuck off that. You're wearing a Pantera shirt. You ain't ever listened to fucking Pantera a day in your life.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what? Fucking Taylor Swift looks good in a Motley Crue shirt, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but could you get a, like, you know what? Maybe that's what we'll do. The next time we do, like, a field trip where we go to a show, I'm going to get, like, a Taylor Swift shirt and wear it.
I got my fucking...
Just to see if...
My Michael...
Bolton?
Bolton shirt, yeah.
It's Bolton, though, dude. It's different.
Yeah, I can only name two songs, and they're both covers.
What about David Hasselhoff, huh? Can you name three David Hasselhoff songs?
Hasselhoff, bro.
I would wear a David Hasselhoff shirt. I would be damn proud to wear that.
Mixon's voicemail reminded me of...
it reminded me of hilarious.
Yeah, me and the wife are walking... Yeah, that too. Me and the wife are walking through the fucking main stage. One of the theaters on the boat, like, to get to the casino, you have to kind of walk through.
Main stage.
Yeah, and they would do these fucking Broadway style kind of reviews, you know, like of rock, like they did like the, and some of it's just real fucking bad, man. I mean, I know these
bad people. How like not well rehearsed or just cheesy,
very well rehearsed, cheesy as fuck. And the singers just, some of them aren't that great. And
like pitchy and they don't, maybe a little tone deaf possibly.
Yeah. And I can't remember what it was, a rock song.
That's tough.
I want to say it was like Journey or Def Leppard.
Ooh, that's reaching too if you can't hit those high notes.
Yeah. Me and the wife were walking towards the elevators. I said, hurry, hon, that man is raping our ear holes.
Oh!
And people were getting out of the elevator when I said it. But I think I was drunk enough to where it was funny. Right. Yeah.
At least to you. That's really all that matters.
I got a little round of laughter there that was kind of cool.
Yeah. That's all that matters, as long as it's a little bit funny to you. Because sometimes it's not funny to other people, but that to me is the funniest. Like when it really hurts their feelings and you're like, I can't believe you're so offensive. I'm like, oh, I can go so much harder in the paint. Just wait. Yeah. Give me a few more drinks and I'll show you.
Definitely look up the Stephen White comedian. That motherfucker was ruthless. He was
good. I forgot to.
And apparently he's open for Chappelle, Chris Rock, a bunch of people. They were naming all the people he's toured with. So
Do
we have any shitta over there?
We do, yeah.
Ooh, and if you want to send us your shitta, we will play your shitta! Yeah!
Oh, Jesus.
No press packs, no kids, no none of that. Just a song, the artist, a personal synopsis. If you'd like to give us one, you know, like a personal, you know, little summary synopsis. You know, if you like the list, let us know, you know, what you think. It made you feel good when you heard it, you know?
Oh, man, that pissed me off, too. That's what? Something else I got to vent about. The one channel Family I like Guy? To watch. Well, I couldn't take my Fire Stick on the boat because they don't give you access to the input.
Well, I was going
to
say, y'all didn't even have fucking internet on the boat, did you? Or just no wireless?
You got boat internet.
What does that mean?
That means you put your phone on airplane mode and you connect to their internet service.
Oh, so they can see all the weird, dark shit you look at on the, interwebs.
Yeah, but... The one channel that was playing, the Cartoon Network that was playing.
It's the best channel, dude.
Yeah, I know. But
totally like, the best channel.
Half the time, the audio was lagging about 10 seconds. So it was like Peter's talking, and you see him talk, and then he stops talking.
You know, send the pants over to Stewie, and he's like, wait a minute, it sounds like Peter. What's going on?
Yeah, and then Stewie talks, you know, 30 seconds later.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah. I don't know, it just ruined it. It just really
that is kind of shitty. Yeah. So we got a tune here from the Darius, who, by the way, has a playlist on the Amazon. I think it's Road Trip Metal.
That's right.
Go check out. Yeah, there's lots of good stuff on there. Classic thrash stuff, new thrash stuff.
I used it on my drive to Orlando.
Fuck yeah.
I certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
The auto suck? Oh, the playlist. Sorry.
His playlist.
It just, he said you used it, and I was like, that's pretty, sounds pretty good.
Hey, thanks.
Auto suck ASMR.
Right before we play that.
Yes.
I do want to say that we do have an episode that we recorded that I accidentally deleted, but I think I can get the audio and whatnot fixed out. So
we'll call that the bootleg edition.
Yeah. So it might seem out of order about what we talk about.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. The Killers episode.
But you know what though, dude, it's like time travel. So it's like, even if it's in the past.
So when the Killers episode comes out, it might be a little fucked up with the timing, but.
Oh, you think you can retrieve it?
Well, I have the video, video audio. It's not as good, so it won't sound as good.
It's kind of like Mexican radio.
I mean, the worst case scenario, we do it again because it's Iron Maiden. I can do Iron Maiden again.
At least well, you know what? We could call this the Mark One version, or we could just call it the bootleg version.
Okay.
I think it'll be good. I don't know. I think it'll be great. It'll be tremendous.
I'm about halfway through it now.
Cool. So,
and it seems to be okay.
I saw that guy last night. He was at the UFC.
Donald J. Trump, was he there?
Was him and his
daughter.
There?
Was he in the ring? Was he fighting?
He was front row.
You know what?
Of course he was.
I've noticed, I don't know if it's because a lot of bots have dropped off or if people just can't stand the Trump impressions and they're triggered, but I've noticed her counts on social media is like kind of dropped a little. But I'm like, it's okay. We're going to get him back. We're going to get him back great. We're going to get him back huge. Yeah. And maybe they're bots. Could be their bots. I don't know.
How were the fights?
Oh, man, it was great. Last night was really good.
Yeah,
it was one of the better ones in a while. Sugar Sean Mosley won.
Why do they call him Sugar?
I was, oh, is he
diabetic or? I mean, there's a reason. Well, like Sugar names. Ray Robinson.
They just have Sugar names. Ray Leonard. Like
that too.
Yeah.
Well, Sugar Ray Robinson, I think it was before Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Sugar anything. Sugar Ray the band.
Mark McGrath.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet. Seriously.
All right. What's this?
So it's Psilosis that Darius, the road trip metal master, sent us.
All right. Let's play the first one here.
Worship Decay. Sounds interesting.
It better be good.
I like the artwork. Yeah, Darius.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Bang. I already like the guitar sound. I'm already a little bit envious.
Very Slayer.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Kind of groove style.
Should add that to the list.
Groove mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do like the production. Ugly chords for you. That was cool. Thank you for that, Darius.
Yeah.
Thank you later. Basically, he said thank you later.
So, well, now is later?
Now is later.
Well, technically, because of daylight savings time, right. Technically it's later, so.
Well, hold on, but we sprang forward, so it's actually earlier.
We're time lords, dude. We can do whatever we want. Yeah, it's fine. Dude, we don't need, time doesn't even matter. We can just bebop in and out of time.
Yeah. We can bebop and?
In and out. Like this morning, I went back to the 70s, back when gas was, you know, whopping 90 cents a gallon.
Can you bring me another one of these, por favor? I appreciate it.
He bop, she bop,
wait,
a
so she
bop?
Said no, but you said you appreciate it. So yeah. It's like.
Well, she knows better.
Okay. Bada boom, bada bing. Booyah. Anyway, thank you for that, Darius. For the,
yeah, that was
the
good shit stuff. I like it.
It was Worship Decay by Psilosis.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'll have to check out them fuckers.
Yeah.
All right. So what's on the...
Is it docket style? Well, let's see. We mentioned two. Do we want to do what we mentioned last first? And then what we mentioned first last?
Jesus, man.
I don't think we're doing one about Jesus. All right. So we
sold our soul.
We pinged around with this earlier, and Bill actually corrected me because he had a very good point, and I completely missed it.
Technically...
Dora's a bartender now.
Thank you, dear.
And she works for free.
Give it up for Doro. Yay!
Because she brought, there was no money exchange. And you know what? Could you bring down some nachos? Extra napkins.
Negative. That'll be no.
Okay, well, I appreciate you giving the effort. Anyway, so we were talking about we've done the first six Sabbath records.
Yes.
And then my next thought was, you know, Technical Ecstasy, Never Say Die weren't the best overall. There were good moments on both, but they weren't each as awesome as the first six.
At some point, we'll do them.
We will do them, yes. But so when I said we could do Building the Perfect Seventh Sabbath album, and then Billiam said, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, well, because technically I think We Sold Our Soul was the Seventh Sabbath album.
Yeah.
And we've had mixed feelings about that album for, we all love it, obviously, because it's Sabbath and you'd be an idiot to not love it. But some of the choices on it were just sort of
different
and kind of random. I mean, it's, you know, it's like you get what, one from Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, you get one from Sabotage, and then I think like two from Master Reality. It was mostly the first two, and then.
I get it. It's supposed to be a greatest hit.
Indeed, yeah. So, but all this to say, though, is that technically that's their seventh album. So we thought, why not build our own
version?
We sold our soul.
That's right.
Yes.
Metal Nerdery style.
Yes.
We sold our soul for Metal Nerdery. Boom. Is that what it's going to be called?
I think so.
At least. No, we sold our soul for Sabbath.
That's better. Right. That's better. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad we said that because now it'll be in the notes and I'll remember and it'll be fine. So anyway, all right, so cool. So this means we get to go back and look through the first six, which, by the way, we do have episodes on the first six, so you can go check all those out.
And by the way, we are doing this on the fly, so don't give us any shit.
Yeah, we didn't do like 20 weeks of pre-production like Metallica did for the fucking drums on Saint Anger, which you can go check out on Patreon, by the way, ASMR.
This is going to be hard, and y'all are going to see why.
It's going to be hard.
You think?
Yeah. For sure.
Because I'm gonna pull it out.
Well, it's going to be throbbing. It's going to be
hard when I pull it out.
It's going to be throbbing. It's going to be throbbingly hard. It's going to be like Batman and Throbbing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be
throbbing.
On the original, we have a set. No way. Was it 17 songs?
It was a long tape. Half the time.
I appreciate that. I mean, I had the tape and the CD, of course, but
I don't remember all that being on there. I remember on the tape, I think from the first one, I think there was the title track, The Wizard, and I think Warning, and maybe NIB might have been on there.
I can go get the...
Where's side A?
I don't think Wicked World was on there, though. Okay, here we go. Non-album B-side single. I don't think that was on there. Hold on.
We don't have to go chronologically, do we?
Well, I think we were trying to give like a retrospective of what was originally on there and then what...
Because what I would start off with wouldn't be off the first album. But that's me.
In terms of tracking?
You wouldn't start there? Sabbath, the song?
No.
Really?
No.
Bold and courageous man.
I'm weird about stuff.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Hog.
That Black Sabbath would be a killer closer to side A. To me.
I could see that.
To me. But, I mean, I guess I'm going to lose this battle. I can see that too. I'm going to lose this battle. But, no, for me, I would probably start with either Children or...
So if I look it up online, there's 16 songs.
Okay.
16, and what does that show there? 16?
17.
I don't remember Wicked World being
I don't remember there. Wicked World either. But no. I can go... I have the tape upstairs. I can run and go.
I mean, the rest of them... W, Bill, if you feel like you can do it, you're...
Can we include anything off Mob Rules or...
No, this is
just Ozzy only.
This is our version.
Hold on.
Oh wait, this is where it gets weird.
Yeah, no.
Okay, wait. So Tony Martin stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we're talking about like
the band Black Sabbath.
Well, not only that.
That is still Black Sabbath.
Like the greatest songs, right?
What are we talking about? All the Dio stuff.
We sold our soul for fucking Black Sabbath.
Okay, so everything.
So everything.
Everything.
Boom. That's good shit.
That's gonna be a 28-hour episode.
Yep.
Because you got the Tony Martin era, you got the Dio era, you got the Ian Gillan era.
Yeah, but it's their best. I don't know. You want to do 15 songs, 16 songs, 16. 20 songs?
Let's do 16.
There's technically 16 on this. Okay. You know what?
Yeah, 16.
If you can do it, if your knees won't give out, if we could look at the tape just to see how many songs there are, I think there is 16. I don't think Wicked World's on there. I think that's the only one that's not on there.
He looked it up.
I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. I don't have it
framed.
It's in there. I think we can agree, though. I don't think Wicked World is on the tape. I think it's the first three that showed up there. So I think it's basically Black Sabbath, The Wizard, and The Warning. And I think that's it from the first album.
I think so, too.
So if that's the case, okay, so here's the rundown then we're looking at on
the wiki here. For this 16 songs, we're going to do four sides, four songs per side.
Well, should we save what was on the original just for point of reference? Or does it matter?
Well, on all the other bands that we do, there's not going to be one of those.
That's true.
We can if you want to on this one.
That's true. All right. So just so you guys know, in case you want to go purchase this on Amazon or something, we sold our soul for rock and roll, the Black Sabbath album, The Greatest Hits, that came after the first six. There's Black Sabbath, The Wizard, Warning, Paranoid, War Pigs, Iron Man, not Wicked World, Tomorrow's Dream, Fairies Wore Boots, Changes, Weird Choice, Sweet Leaf, Children of the Grave, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Am I Going Insane, Radio, Laguna Sunrise, also a weird choice, Snowblind, and NIB, also a weird, way to end that.
If I look it up on Amazon, the last song is, Wasp, Behind the Sleep, basically, and NIB.
Okay.
It's that whole...
So it was. Okay, I guess they wound it up that way. So in this case, this opens up some doors then. So now that we're saying that we can include everything.
It's Sabbath. Yeah. Yeah. We sold our soul for Sabbath.
Right.
Cool, because there is some good Tony Martin stuff that y'all should be aware of.
It is not going to make the cut.
Yeah, but does it beat out the songs on the first?
There's maybe one or there's a handful.
If you got to go, then I'm thinking no.
If you got a Bill Cosby, it. Right.
That should be a new button. Sounds like a blues thing. I don't know if it'd be out the first six, but if we're doing that, then where do you draw the line? Do you call it a Dio and say, okay, that's it? Or do you say Ian Gillan, okay, that's it?
Well, I think it has to do with the song. Or do you
say Seven Star, and that's it?
I think it has to do with the song.
Like, if there's a song good enough on Mob Rules or...
oh, there is.
That will beat out one of the first six. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a working world.
Like, was it on here? I'm going to have to go home and look at my tape. This is going to burn a hole in my brain until I figure it out. Because I don't believe it was on there.
But anyway.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I can tell you this right off the bat, just looking at the original track listing.
Yes.
I mean, am I going Insane Radio? Probably not.
No.
Would have ditched that one right out of the gate. Because you could have done Symptom. You could have done Hole in the Sky. You could have done really fucking any other song on the album except that one.
Let's write them out here.
Yeah.
You got the...
I got the pen.
You got the pad.
I got the paper.
You.
You got your pad.
So we're talking about these are the ones we would automatically cut off. It's a flat maxi, dude. So these are the ones that we were just nixing right out of the gate.
No. We're going to make our own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say for the record, Am I Going Insane? Gone. Changes?
Gone.
Laguna Sunrise, beautiful instrumental. Gone. Why would you put it on a greatest hits?
No,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty solid. I might have actually included Wicked World, even though I don't think it's actually on it.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah, I would have included it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It is a good one, yeah.
Scroll on down. I mean, Paranoid, War Pigs, Iron Man, you pretty much got to do that. That's the heart of...
Yeah.
But see, I kind of feel like anything offside two varies.
It would be on my...
Yeah.
But I understand why it's on.
Anything side two, I would have totally put. Anything side two from Paranoid would have totally gone on there. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, good choice, but there's some other good ones on Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's one of their best songs ever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you wouldn't have cut that.
I would never cut that.
All right, then. So if we're going for the first, if we're going to go chronological.
We don't have to do that.
Okay, so we can just jump around.
Let's just start. What's our number one? What's our killer opener?
How do you start this motherfucker?
How do you get it going?
You know what I would do?
Killer opener of a Sabbath.
Whoa, and you got the whole catalog to grab from.
Okay, you know what I would do that I think would sound killer? Like the whole E5150 Mob Rules thing, just to kind of set the weirdness of the tone. But then again, it's like you could also do Sweet Leaf would be a killer way to open it. Fucking Wheels would be a killer way to open it.
Yeah, Wheels of Confusion would be a killer way.
And that one should have been included. I think even over Snowblind.
Oh.
If I'm being real.
Sabbath Place, that would be a killer opener too.
Yeah.
Damn sure would.
You know?
It's got the name.
Got the
in
name,
it.
Everything.
Yeah.
Symptom
would be good.
The longest episode ever. Because
we're going to fight over this shit.
Yeah.
Or not fight. We're going to discuss.
Might be another twofer.
Yeah. Hey, we can do that.
You know, how do we start this album? Do we start it with the... With the classic.
Yeah.
The,
in my opinion, you should start it or end it.
With Black Sabbath. Right.
Yeah.
I'm good with either. So
let's go ahead and get that one out of the way. Let's throw that down. There's your opener. I mean, there's so many other things that I think would be cool.
Well, you know, they released that 13 album, which actually Ruben produced, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of songs on that that are standout-ish.
Yeah, I agree.
But not as familiar.
I'm not as familiar. I've heard a few of them, but I don't like. Do they beat the first?
I don't know if they beat albums? The first six. No,
no, they don't for me.
Yeah, but if we're not including just the first six,
yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's a couple I would probably drop on there, but it would be like a quadruple album fucking box set if it was. If it was our actual album, if we were a record label,
yeah,
this would be like the, okay, here's the eight album Black Sabbath Greatest Hits box set. It's basically all the albums. All here right. You go.
So we're going to start with Black Sabbath.
Yes.
And what's the next one?
That still never gets old. Mm-mm. It's still creepy today.
So we got what?
Yeah.
What would be a good way to follow up this?
Yeah.
Right? Follow up this?
This song, yeah.
You falling off the edge? Falling off the edge of the world would be good. Boom. Or Die Young, even. Nah, Falling off the Edge would be better.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Or Symptom.
Ooh, Symptom would be good. That's still evil as shit. 54 years later. Yeah. Now, as adults.
See.
Still fucking evil. What is this?
In that Metallica audio book, Hetfield had a moment like I did with his sisters, well, his brothers, in my case it was my sisters, do not touch my fucking records, these are my fucking records, do not touch them.
Yeah. She did like this?
Yeah, when she went to a skating rink one day with her friends, I went in and put on Van Halen 1, and it just fucking, I was like 5, and it just absolutely changed my life.
Yeah.
Hetfield did that. His brother was at school or something.
I was just thinking that Oh No would have been a perfect way to finish off that story.
Hetfield, you know, described looking at the cover.
Almost like you said, Hetfield described Lick It Up. I'm like, wait, what?
You know, looking at this cover.
Okay.
And then putting this song on. And, you know, it's just like that moment changed his life forever. Like,
you'll never forget where you were the first time you ever saw the cover of Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
Right.
On Black Sabbath.
Or heard the rain and the bell. Yeah.
It's a life changer.
And the thunder. Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty fucking cool because I could totally relate. I was just like, I had that moment with Running with the Devil with the.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's still weird that was a car horn.
Yeah. It was a bunch of horns.
It was a horny section.
It was something Daley Ross' dad made. And it was like,
because he's horny.
He put a bunch of horns together, and then you could touch two wires together, and they would all go off at the same time.
Ooh, wow, that sounds weird. Which, by the way, not that this has anything to do with anything, but since you said James Hetfield, I figured I'd mention it. I saw a thing the other day. Some dude took all the songs on Ride the Lightning.
Uh-huh.
Basically played them all at once, and it sounds insane. It's just a cacophony of just and it finishes out basically with called the end of Call of Cthulhu, because I guess that's the longest.
Right.
But it's just insanity just to listen to it, because you're constantly trying to like, okay, I can hear that.
Did you guys see that thing I sent you with the what if the Doors wrote Enter Sandman?
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
I hadn't seen that one.
Trip with one hope.
It's really good.
That was pretty good.
If it happened when I was on the cruise, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boats and Hoes.
So if there's something else on this album.
On the first?
That you would put on there.
Song two?
For me.
I think The Wizard for sure.
The Wizard, and I'm a big fan of it. Even though I guess The Warning is a cover, but I do like that one.
But with The Warning, though, to me, you got to include A Bit of Finger and Sleeping Village. You got to include that whole Sleeping thing. Village.
Yeah.
Because the We Sold Our Soul album, I think it fades in at the end with the feedback, like right at the beginning of The Warning. Yeah. So it cuts out all that. Because when I got the first Black Sabbath on tape, all that Sleeping Village, A Bit of Finger stuff was all new together to me. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, where has this been? It sounded like Christopher Walken the whole time. But totally the wizard for sure.
Yeah, it's got
to be there.
Let's grab the wizard for now.
Yeah, easy there. Grab him by the wand.
That's right. But
for the harp,
I guess specifically for song two.
Not yet. I think we're putting.
Let's grab our Black Sabbath is one for sure.
Yeah.
So wizard, we're holding off.
So of course, War Pigs, right?
Yes,
it's got to be on there.
Yes.
I think either Electric Hand or Fairies. Basically anything side two should definitely be on there.
You could put all these songs on there, but you know, for me personally, I wouldn't put Iron Man on there.
I wouldn't do Iron Man, and I wouldn't do Paranoid just because we've heard them a million times.
I understand why it's on there though.
Yeah, I get that. But for me, anything side two, perfect fit. Specifically, the Killer Opener or the Killer Closer on side two.
I think for sure War Pigs and Fairies.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll add those.
Yeah.
Anything else on this one, Russ?
I mean, the whole fucking album is the greatest hits.
It is. It really is. I mean,
it's one of the best albums ever made.
It really is, yeah.
That's very difficult.
Side 2 just doesn't get enough love. It's like side 1 gets, and in a way, I would almost kind of say Planet Caravan, because that's just, I mean, I wouldn't include it necessarily, but I think, like, relative to what they put in the original We Sold Our Soul, They should have put that over Laguna Sunrise or Changes.
Yeah, because
it's so fucking atmospheric and it's so.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I need a bowl of something to smoke to go with this, brah.
I think, obviously, Sweet Leaf and Children.
Yes.
I think Lord or Into the Void.
Lord is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to narrow it, I think between Sweet Leaf and Children, I'd probably go Sweet Leaf.
Oh, I'd go Children.
Really?
Yeah.
Russell?
Between those two.
If you had to pick one, cut down the list a little bit.
I would take Children to the Grave.
Okay, fair enough.
I love Sweet Leaf.
Yeah.
But
is that Children? But then what else between Lord or Into?
I think we have to listen to them real quick.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You drive a hard bargain, my friend.
I think we have to give them a little listen to.
Into the Void's got a little more atmosphere to it. It's a little longer. Marginally. But then Lord of This World does too. Like something about the whole Master Reality album has that weird, creepy early 70s kind of vibe to it. Right there, sciatica boy.
Fucking sciatica.
Do you drink a lot of water, dude? Because I know I told you about that time I made that trip back from Virginia at Thanksgiving.
I
didn't drink any water and my fucking leg was just killing me the whole way.
I bet you I'm really dehydrated right now.
Probably so. Especially if you drink enough to kill your liver, man.
Yeah.
Doom before Doom was Doom, or Stoner before Stoner was Stoner.
Yes. I think I like Lord of the World. Lord of this
a little better,
but I do like this.
Lord of this World's a little more right into the mix. Yeah. This one takes a little minute to build.
Yes.
It's a grower. That's what I'm saying.
It's a grower. It's growing. Confidence.
Lord of this World is a shower. Dude, these are way too good.
I know.
They're just way too good. And that one's got a hole in it.
Yeah.
Let's skip ahead a little bit.
Sure. There you go. That riff.
Rocket engine.
Vibrato, man. Wow. It's just nervous. Yeah.
Sweet Leaf is such an anthem, though.
Yeah,
it really is.
You know?
I think it has to go on.
Yeah, all right, so then Sweet Leaf and Children, but then of these two, you think Lord?
I'm a bigger fan of Lord. I like them both.
Yeah, but we can come back if we need to X.
If we run out of.
Yeah.
Well, let's put those in as a draw.
That riff right there, yeah. Jesus, come on. And the way his voice comes in, it's just fucking cool.
And the effects. That'd be good for Albatross, that effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Kind of flangey phasey. A little bit.
We could do this on, too.
Yeah. I would be very down for doing this one.
Yeah, I would, too.
All right, so we're...
What we ought to do is like a Sabbath melody.
Ooh. Medley. Medley.
Medley. Sorry, did I say melody?
Melody. Well, technically, you would also be correct, but it's actually medley, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? It can identify as both words.
Okay.
Because we live in 2024, bro.
I remember melody.
It can be whatever it wants.
I put some dollars in the string.
Hello.
All right, so we said for sure children and for sure sweet, and we also said a draw for now on Lord and Into the Void.
Yeah, we'll pick one of those.
We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back.
We will revisit those. Volume 4. Okay, Wheels of Confusion's got to go on there for sure.
Really?
What? Yeah, you don't think?
Yeah. Fucking long song.
Either Wheels of Confusion or Cornucopia maybe might be a good...
I like Wheels of Confusion better than Cornucopia. Yeah.
See, I like Cornucopia a little better than Snowblind.
Really?
Well,
no love for Supernaut?
No hate for Snowblind. I do have love for Supernaut. But in terms of volume... We Sold Our Soul, the original release... Between Changes and Laguna Sunrise, you could easily add Cornucopia and or both Supernaut on there.
Supernaut.
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
So we're thinking for sure Supernaut.
I like it a lot.
I think it's good. What do you think, Billy? What would be your picks for Volume 4 if you were going to, let's say we scrap Changes and Laguna?
See, they were probably going by radio play when they made their album.
That's possible.
Probably. And if it's like any other greatest hits album, it's possible they didn't have a whole lot to do with it. And somebody else at the label just like, fuck it, just put something out there. We need money.
Yeah.
So they might not have had shit to do with it. But it's like, if we were building it, okay, you know, Snowblind, that's still fine. Tomorrow's Dream, because I think Tomorrow's Dream is on the.
It is on there.
It is. Yeah. That's a good one, too.
That's a good song.
But it's like, you know, Laguna and Changes.
Nah.
Nah.
Great songs, not for that album.
So would you leave Tomorrow's Dream and Snowblind?
I would leave.
Would you leave those included?
Yeah.
I don't probably. See why not.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the corn.
I think that's got to go for sure.
I think I like Wheels better.
It's longer. There's more to it.
Yeah.
More substance. But this one's so good, though, man.
It's good, yeah.
That's a good one.
I know.
Fucking tough.
Nice.
I don't know that note.
That was cool.
It's the remastered version. Use those headphones, people.
Yeah.
And some Supernaut?
Yeah, just a hair. Just a
touch. Just a taste.
A touch too much.
Guess what?
It's one of the best fucking riffs ever written. It's fucking awesome. Of course, every one of their songs are the best of riffs ever.
Dun, dun, dun. The dogs are digging it. Touch the balls.
That whole little...
Yeah.
That's just cool as fuck. Goddamn. Fucking love Sabbath.
Supernaut. It never gets old.
No.
Never. So can we make a ruling there, or are we going to come back to those for Cornucopia and Supernaut?
Is it between those two? I'm Supernaut.
Yeah, I think Supernaut.
Supernaut? Yeah. All right. We'll come back to the...
We did say we're leaving Snowblind and Tomorrow.
Yeah, we're leaving those in.
Okay,
that's cool. Fine.
All right.
Totally leaving those in.
Next.
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, for sure.
Both, definitely.
Both leave killer that openers. Both killer openers. Yeah. Killing Yourself to Live.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
And that wasn't on the...
No, it was not.
Yeah,
in fact, I think the only one that was on...
Was Sabbath?
Was the title, yeah.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. Which is kind of a tragedy. See, that's how you know that the label folks were doing that shit. They were just like...
Freaking idiots.
After you know, Master Reality, they're like, fuck, okay, just... That one sounds good, and... Whatever, this one's got radio in the title. It's got to be good. All right, just throw that in there. Dicks. I mean, they're not dicks, but... Authorized without the band's awareness by their previous manager, Patrick Meehan.
That motherfucker.
Who apparently was a scumbag.
That motherfucker.
A thieving scumbag. That's the motherfucker who created this. Man. Yeah, he robbed him blind. He gave him a lot of stuff with their money, but it's like he kind of robbed him blind. Anyway. Brick bastard. All right, so we're keeping the title track for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think Killing Yourself to Live would be a good one.
It's got.
I really like, as a side note,
National Acrobat.
Really like that one. And I really like Sabra.
Cadaver?
Yeah.
I like that one too.
Yeah. That one's good too.
All right. So if we're going to say, so we're leaving the title, obviously.
For sure.
Would we want to add one or two more? Let's see. So far we got one. Okay. So we're only really nine in at this point.
At the most.
Yeah, and we got probably one or two to choose from for
that we can
master. Yeah,
move from. Yeah,
so
Killing Yourself. Come on,
hear that one.
I always want to hear that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one sounds like 1973.
It damn sure does. It does. Yeah. This song has so many moments in it, like changes.
Yeah,
like, yeah. It does. It's just cool as shit. Very well written.
I especially like
this album is kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's all kind of,
I like the creepy tremolo effect too on the guitar.
Yeah.
That's extra level. Just makes it creepier.
Fucking Ozzy sounds great in this one.
Could I interest you in another one of these?
Sure. I mean, they're very... Yeah, man, that's got to go on there. Come on.
A little Sabra Cadaver.
Might as well.
Easy there.
Oh, Manila. Yeah.
Manila.
This is the jam band song, kind of. It reminds me of something you would hear from, like,
Metallica.
Well, they did it.
I was going to say, the early 70s, like, those bands that did a lot of the jam stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Allman Brothers style.
Yeah.
That jam.
Yeah.
This was kind of up-tempo and kind of groovy a little bit, too, so. Uh-oh, it didn't shake it.
Something about...
Those little sounds he does like that, it's like a bat flying around or something.
Kind of, I can hear that.
It's in the background. Right. It's like this weird little thing. Yeah, this is a fucking good one too, man.
We got to hear a little bit of that creepy keyboard part in the middle.
No sleeping being alright. Yeah!
Hey, alright. Dude, let's fist. Let's...
Nice fisting.
To be fair, though, Metallica did do a pretty jamming version of this.
Yeah, I like their version.
Here we go. The piano adds something to it. Totally different, but it adds something to it.
Who is that, Tony or
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Rick Wakeman.
from Yes.
There you go.
Ozzy too. All right, yeah.
Did Toby play some piano too?
Creepy keyboards. Ah, that's good stuff. All right, so are we saying Between the Sabra and Between the Killing? Well, Killing's already on there, so we've included that, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to go ahead and throw Sabra on there? Or do we feel like that's a wild card? Keep it in the pocket?
That's an asterisk at the moment. Yeah.
It's an asterisk card that will
probably make it. Yeah.
Who are you?
We'll make it fit. We'll do like a super mix or something. I always liked Who Are You, but it was just so strange.
I liked it.
Because it was weirdly out of place, but it still worked. All right, so I'm going to automatically veto Am I Going Insane? It's Sabbath. Still love it because it's Sabbath. But you know what? Of all the shit on that record, that's the weakest song. They could have included Don't Start Too Late, and it would have been a better choice for me. Right. I mean, and it's fucking 49 seconds long, you know? I mean, it's like, I just, of all the shit on there, that's, to me, that's the weakest. It's going to go. It's not even, it doesn't make the final cut for me.
For Sabotage, Hole in the Sky, Symptom, Megalomania, Thrill of It All, and The Rip.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, basically all of side one and about 75% of side two. I'm
definitely Hole in the Sky, Symptom, and The Rip. Those three for sure. Yeah. I like, obviously, everything on this album.
Yeah.
Megalomania is a fucking good one too.
I like that one too, although it is long.
That's a whole side.
I mean, that's super mega ultra uber progressive.
Yeah.
I think if we're going for the big stuff, I'd say Hole and Symptom.
Yeah.
Definitely
for sure. Okay, so we're saying those are definitely going on there.
Yeah. It's so good.
It is good, man. You could almost close with that. If you're gonna close out the album. That might be a good. We'll put that as a wild card song. All right. We'll say Symptom and Hole. Symptom and Hole. Then we're gonna say The Writ as a possible wild card.
Fucking Neon Nights. Fucking Heaven and Hell.
Children of the Sea.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's really good.
Children of the Sea and Heaven and Hell.
I think we gotta hear Children of the Sea. Just a.
Which the studio is definitely a little bit different. You know what? The studio does have, it's a little slower and it's a little eviler with the acoustic guitars somehow. Because I heard the Live Evil version first. So when I heard this, I was like, this is all fancy and cool and stuff. But it took time for me to get into the evilness of it.
This is such a good song. Savings time.
Well played, sir. Oh, that was great. It was glorious. Reaching for the stars, we blind the sky. First song they wrote together in their life.
Yeah, that's gotta go in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Definitely. I think Neon Nights has to go in there too.
And Heaven and Hell? Because you gotta put Heaven and Hell.
Heaven and Hell is definitely gonna be on there.
Yeah, it's longer.
You wanna hear it just in case?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, now eat. Hey. Maybe. No gloves of shame, though. Fair Not for Dio.
Maybe this could be the asterisk then.
Yeah.
That may or may not make it.
I think so.
Wild card. Yeah, that one's just so hard driving and right in your face just from the word go. It's hard to not. Oh, see, I really like, for mob rules, side two just to me is just nothing but deep cuts, but like side one.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Rain of Blood is like one song with 10 parts?
Yeah.
Side one of Mob Rules is like that for me. It's like one song with 5 different parts. And like for me,
I get it.
If I was going to side one, I would do either the sign. I would do the sign, yeah. E5150 and Mob Rules all as one song. Like a super mix, because they all kind of, all three go together. Side two, Falling Off the Edge of the World, All Day Long. Period, the end. Best deep cut Sabbath song ever.
I'm good with the first three you said there. I think the sign and Mob Rules definitely need to be on there.
Agreed.
So,
okay. Agreed. For sure.
We can leave the instrumental in there. Then we'll just make that as...
I think that has, that's like the glue, man. That's like the, like the two sides of the Oreo. That's like the white goo in the middle.
Okay. That's fair.
Or if you want to use a porn analogy, it's the white girl in the middle. That, well, I mean, if you need, in case you need
it. I got what you were saying.
It's the petite white girl in the middle that's being blasted on both sides by the cookies. Well, so, I mean, y'all got the analogy, right?
We got it.
Totally. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
All right.
Those cookies are huge.
Okay.
All right. So what did we say? We said sign and the mob.
Yeah. So how many songs were you at there, Peterman?
Let's see here. One.
Then we got to put them in order.
Radio. Technically, that puts us right at 16.
Okay. Then we need to add Trashed.
Oh, wait a minute. So so we've also got Neon Knights, Sabracadabra, and then Cornucopia and Lord of This World Into the Void is like the wild cards. Okay.
For me.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Adding that one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to add one.
We might be a little over 16. Track. You know what? Let's make it 18. Because 18 is
6-6.
Indeed. So we'll call it 18. Hey. See what I did there? Hey. All right. So now we got, let's see, Black Sabbath in order. This is where we're going. Black Sabbath, The Wizard.
Oh, no. We got to put them in order now.
So we're at 18 with the wild cards is what you're saying?
Order. So those will be on the bonus track of the Pick a Country.
Iceland, dude. Or
Romania.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. You know what? Here's a question. You are number 6. That's fucking, yeah. Here's a question. Kind of related, kind of off topic, kind of not, kind of sort of.
I love Goblin Cock.
That's not really related, but.
I love the helmet.
You know, I asked a dumb question the other day. I was like, what continent is Russia a part of? Because for a moment, I was like, I didn't fucking know. I'm like, wait a minute. Is it Europe? Is it Asia? Is it Eurasia?
It's both.
Is it both? Well, and someone who I know who's from that region, they're like, are you fucking serious right now? They're like, it's Europe. And they're like, although it does kind of butt up against
Asia,
so that kind of makes sense. But then it got me thinking, Hawaii is part of the U.S., right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what's the next biggest continent closest to New Zealand? Because New Zealand technically is continentless. They're incontinental. They're incontinental.
Continent.
They're incontinent. They piss on themselves all day. So would you think they're part of the Australian continent? Actually, Trip 6, if you're listening, you should call us and tell us that. Because we might need some geographic help there.
Mm. Fucking idiots over here.
But I'm going to say, fuck it, yeah. Australia or New Zealand, because I think we're... We're big there.
All right, let's do this.
All right, in order. So I feel like if you open with anything other than the title, you're just kind of... Yeah. Does that seem too obvious? Or do you think that's still a good fit?
It's just the way God created it, as it should be.
Yeah, as it should be.
All right.
Ooh, okay. So, ooh, well, would you throw...
Sabbath is the opener.
Symptom.
That'd be a good... That would be a good energy booster for track two.
I think
that'd be a good track too.
All right.
Ooh, this is
track three energy. I think it's got to be. I think maybe sweet. I don't know. Would Sweet Leaf be too much, or maybe something slower,
like Fairies.
Boots. Yeah.
Fairies might be good. Yeah. For three. Track four energy.
Sabra.
So how many sides are we talking about here?
It could be like double album, dude. Whatever. I don't know how big the album's gonna be. It's gonna be like a.
It's three. Six song sides.
Okay, there we go. I like it.
Like a triple album?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, triple.
Ooh, yeah, triple three album. Six song sides.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's on the.
Wait a minute. So you got fourth side of that. It's probably. It's
don't worry
all,
about it.
It's just all backmasked evil stuff.
It's the bonus.
Yeah, it's okay. The bonus tracks. Yeah. It's the bonus tracks, but they'll be unlisted and all play backwards. Yes. All at the same time.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Track four. I think at this point, how about maybe sprinkle in a little, maybe throw Heaven and Hell.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm down with that.
Well, you also have to think about
or do you want to go
killer openers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That are going to be
here, good. Good.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so. Well, then maybe let's just populate those first.
Pigs.
Yeah, War Pigs has to be one.
Would that be four or would that be an opener?
Killer closer, maybe.
I think maybe Mob Rules might be a good opener. Or Neon. Or Neon's not on there. That's going to be one of the double, the bonus tracks, right? So we can just leave that.
This is difficult.
Sabbath, Sabra.
Yeah, I think Sabbath, Sabra.
Bloody Sabbath.
Sep Bloody, yeah.
Fuck his own, yeah. As an opener?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, then you got to throw a Dio opener then somewhere in there. Heaven should you do Mob Rules or Mob Rules? Or Heaven and Hell? Should you do Mob Rules or Mob Rules?
You know decide.
What? You know what? I thought about doing Mob Rules, but maybe let's do Mob Rules instead. You know what? No, I changed my mind. Mob Rules.
Yeah,
I'll do yeah, Mob I think Rules
instead. Okay. You sure? I mean, we could also do Mob Rules.
Okay.
If you want.
Do Mob Rules, though.
I think we should do Mob Rules.
Well, you know, sometimes it's good to keep songs that sound, that have the
similar
same sound.
Feel. Yeah.
Because they were on the same album.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of good to kind of keep them together.
That's true.
Yeah. When
you go all over the place, it doesn't have, it'd be different if they were mixed all the same.
That's true, yeah. Well, I guess in our fantasy world, this would be like a, we're just assuming we'll get Ruben to come in and like remaster everything.
Okay.
Be totally fine.
Be totally fine.
We'll get Donald Trump to bless it somehow with his hair. His hair will do like an incantation and make it, you know. So after Sabra Cadabra, how about
Snowboy?
You think? Yeah, probably be good. Might be a good one there to do, Russell. You know, kind of keep the energy going, you know.
And then close it with, yeah.
Supernaut, Killing, Hole in the Sky.
Close it with Killing.
Yeah, that'd be a good closer.
Yes.
All right, so now, well, now you basically are going to put all the Dio stuff pretty much
on the same side.
Close to it, yeah. Unless you close it off with light or close it out maybe with Supernaut and put Hole in the Sky as like the next to the last.
Yeah.
Of course, now we just sound like this record company dicks that just threw all this shit together. Like, ah, whatever, man. I don't give a shit, dude. Put up there. See if people like it.
So you're saying Hole in the Sky to close it?
Yeah. And now what we have to do is make this a playlist that's downloadable.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. And see what people think of our suggestion.
Sold our soul for Sabbath.
We sold our soul for Sabbath.
Yeah. I'll try to make, I'll make it on the Spotify. And the Amazon.
And if you guys want to give us feedback on our newly designed album. And by the way, I guess we should add as a side note here that the bonus tracks on the unlabeled and unreleased side four will be Lord of This World, The Writ, and Neon Knights.
And yes. Let it be known.
Let it be known.
We didn't pick anything after.
Yeah, we stopped at Dio. And by Dio, we mean the Mark I Dio era, not the
Heaven and Hell.
Dehumanizer style.
I do like that song, God is Dead.
That's on the new. That that's on 13.
That's on 13. Yeah.
Brand spank. Yeah. It's only 11 years old. Right. It's fine. It's whatever. It's brand spank, but it's 11 years old.
Oh, it's brand spank.
But yeah, let us know what you think of our compilation. We sold our soul for Sabbath, which will be our playlist on the Spotify, which you can find at some point.
Let it be known that I would have put Trashed on there too.
Yeah. Let it be known I would have gone all the way through the catalog, but then it would have been a six album, six sided, six CD set. Which you
some
know,
with
what?
A lot of sixes.
We could always do this again.
Yes, we can.
Part six. Anyway, let us know what you think. Hit us up on the socials. Send us an email. By the way, share our shit to your stories on the IG and whatnot, because I think we're being shadow banned because our posts are so awesome.
And on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on,
we're there.
Give us a rating or review.
Or yeah,
you can just hit the stars. You don't have to type anything, but if you do. Muchas gracias.
Yeah. If you want to type words, please be complimentary.
Or or not.
Or be honest.
I mean, if you don't like it, then
if you're
going to
be
like
if you're going to be truthful and you don't like something, say it in a funny way. Make us laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Go out of your way to be absurd. But if you're going to be just hateful and just be a douchebag, like a fuckbag, then understand.
I'll tell you what. Give us a 5-star, and then you can shit on us with the words.
Yeah, that's fair.
There you go.
It's trade-off. It's like good karma, bad karma. Good karma, bad karma. Anyway, so let us know what you think. Check us out on all the platforms wherever you get our stuff. Tell us what you think about our We Sold Our Soul for Sabbath playlist. And I guess until the next.
Hope you all have a fantastic fucking week. And remember.
Yeah, come on.
Be a blessing.
That's right. And also remember that only America uses daylight savings time, because only America is dumb enough to believe that we're time lords. Well, Russia doesn't fucking use it, dude. I don't think Australia uses it. Yeah, you're down under. We fast forwarded a whole week. We sprung forward a week, mate. They might do that in Australia, dude. That's why they got fucking kangaroos that can beat up crocodiles and shit.
They got some good UFC fighters. Holy shit.
Anyway, all right. Thanks, guys. Until the next. Later.
Hello, everyone. This is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.
Like, I'm open anytime, so. Looking at my dick.
This is going to be hard, and y'all are going to see why. I'm going to pull it out.
Throbbing. It's going to be...
It's always hard when I pull it out.
It's going to be like Batman and throbbing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be... Because he's horny. My balls fell asleep. It's all bullshit. There's no moon.
There's man.